Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, and my co-host. Welcome, Dr. Green.
Thank you, Ed. Yeah, you just said board certified, which is true. Wow, we have a system now. I take boards every 3 months. How much fun is that? Wow, so much fun. Just a few of us are in a pilot project, but I will let a lot of people don't realize that family medicine is a board certified specialty. It's primary care, but a specialty. But it is an honor to be practicing primary care. I truly hope that's not a dying art. So many people are specializing, but the country doctor is still needed. Both here and elsewhere, and we have the best group in town, I'm convinced. You know, 9 practitioners, both the MDs and the nurse practitioners, and working for CHI Memorial, it continues to be an honor. And CHI continues to do so much in this area. So let's see, our group joined them in 1995 when my dad was still alive. And of course, my family goes back 150 years doing this, and what an honor and privilege. But CHI continues to plan a new hospital in Northwest Georgia at 4700 Battlefield Parkway, our parking lot. And those plans continue. It's not slowing down. We're still planning on doing it. Plus the Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center at the same location. The plans, it's growing. We already have our oncologic surgeons there, and I refer people to them on a regular basis. So thank you to them for serving all of our patients. And CHI is now growing our radiology department there. So we have a new one in the ground floor. We're getting more of our CHI practitioners in the same building. So thank you, CHI. There's a reason you're ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report. Let me also thank Benchmark Physical Therapy, with whom I've worked for years, and another one of our sponsors, LHC Group, Louisiana Healthcare, through Home Care Solutions Home Health of both Ringgold and Dalton. Thank you for your excellent work and support. And also another LHC group, Heartlight Hospice of Dalton, with whom I've worked for several years now. And they minister to all of Northwest Georgia, so quite a large area of ministry. And I always describe that as a ministry because it is. And thank you for everything that you do. But again, biggest thanks to CHI Memorial for all that they're doing, both for us being our title sponsor and for the community at large. So Ed, what is up in your week?
Thank you, my friend. And again, we both are busy people, and at Nutrition World, we continue to expand in the belief that the human body has tremendous capacities for self-healing, but only if we give it what it needs and remove what may be harming it. That could go all the way down to the emotional level, not just food. And I know that, you know, our goal is, doesn't matter whether you're coming from the world of functional holistic nutrition or the world of conventional medicine, the goal is for the end result, for the person, client, patient, human being, to be well and to enjoy life with abundant health, not just floating through life, not just existing. Oscar Wilde said something to the fact that most people only exist in this lifetime, and that is so true, it seems. Now, I am also, I want to put a plug in for Memorial. It just kind of came to me when you were saying that, and I think I've said this before, but it was about 14 years ago. Memorial and I partnered, first time ever in the history of Ed Jones and Nutrition World that I actually partnered with the hospital, and we brought Jack LaLanne to Hamilton Place Mall, and I'm really curious if any of the listeners out there had remembered that time. It was so exciting, and he was such an icon. I think he was 92 years old.
Wow.
When he arrived at the airport here in Chattanooga, and it was such an honor. And I took him to Acropolis, which is a restaurant that I comment that I eat a lot at. Betty's the owner over there. And I remember he walked in and said, He's very particular, more so than I am about food. And he did eat for nutrition, not taste. But he walked in and Betty came over and said, you know, Mr. LaLanne, what can I fix you? And he said, it doesn't matter as long as it's a salad with 15 different vegetables. He said, variety is the thing I try to attain. And you know, we talk about that now with the Okinawans, the study that came out that they eat 200 different foods per year. Variety.
I quoted that to a patient yesterday.
And, you know, when I say that to people, I see their eyes go cross because, you know, most people know they eat 10 foods. That's it. Morning, noon, night, month in, year out. And that is not what creates diversity in the healthy, everything from microbiome to the nutrition. We need to be doing more foods. So Jack LaLanne was a great inspiration. You know, he did that TV show in the 60s that I remember watching with his two German shepherds, and he was the first exercise guru ever on TV. And he did some amazing feats like swim from Alcatraz handcuffed, pulling a rowboat full of 10 people. And he did them these over and over, these crazy things, until he got married, or his wife finally said, this is it, Jack, you're no more, because he was about 70 when he quit doing those things. But thank you, Memorial, for that. And I also want to say, a good friend of mine, Dr. Blaine Reynolds, came in yesterday, and he had a some procedure done, just a test on his heart yesterday. And he's kind of in the world that I am, which, you know, a lot of self-care and a lot of nutrition and, you know, more alternative stuff. He came in and said, I can't believe what a wonderful place it was down there at Memorial. The way it was built and the atmosphere and the caringness of the people. And I said, yeah, you're right. I'm really convinced we have a phenomenal gift in this town called Memorial. So,
well, you know, I'm so glad to hear you say that. And I hear the same report. Granted, not everyone has a perfect experience every time, because people are people, and sometimes people might misspeak or misbehave. But I consistently hear more good reports on Memorial than I do of other competitors in town.
Yes.
So, you know, that speaks volumes about them. During this talk, you talked about food. I did eat at a place I've never eaten, but you've probably been there a lot, Blue Plate.
Yes, I have been there a few times. Did you enjoy that?
It was an amazing meal. I really liked it. And they serve brunch. I'd wanted brunch last week. And went in for some. It was wonderful. Walked through a Mexican restaurant to get there. So I guess that's a separate place, but looked really good at the Mexican place, too. Have you ever eaten at that one right next door?
I have not, but I know Blue Plate has some really good vegetables and seemingly some local food. So I need to go back there. It's been some time.
But, of course, the view was great. They had, you know, at the time, a lot of festivities going on outside. You're right there by the river, so a nice location. But for me, I was wanting brunch. Strangely, I had Googled. I was walking around downtown. I went down for, what is the name of that? The Maple Street Biscuit Company.
Right.
Forgot they were closed that day. Unfortunately, and then Googled, and it said, oh, you know, Big River Grill has been voted the best brunch. Went over there and asked them. They said, we don't even do brunch. So very odd that Google had that one wrong. So Google is not always correct, just like Dr. Google is not always correct. But Blue Plate, just a short walk, and what an amazing, amazing meal. I ate for taste, Ed. I'm so sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry, but it was really good.
I appreciate the fact you're honest about that. I do want to say before the first segment's over, and I don't mean to always be bragging, but we did win 3 Best of the Best awards a week ago. The Best Health Food Store, the Best Holistic Wellness Center, and also the Best in Weight Loss Clinic. And I'm so proud of my staff and my daughter, Katie. It's just been an amazing year. It's been a tough year because we've been growing, and that requires a lot of extra work, a lot of extra money that just drains everything. But it's all worth it for what we're doing for the future. So thank you, Chattanooga, for helping us with Best of the Best. And on the same day we won that, we also launched a year-and-a-half project of going online at nutritionw.com. We are the only company I know about that in any warm weathers, we send every product with ice packs, because heat will weaken any nutritional product. Do not believe you can order these things during hot weather and expect it to be fresh when you get them. We have delivery within the city of Chattanooga and within 40 miles with personal delivery in a car, and that will be air conditioned. So on that one, we don't have to do ice packs, but we will deliver the next day. So nutritionw.com with phenomenal prices. So I'm really proud of my online ordering because it's going to help people.
I've told a lot of people about that as well. And you have the keto class that should be coming up real soon. By the time, a little after this is on the air. And I did get my tickets.
Yay.
Finally got them. So wasn't hard to find once I knew how to look for it, and you taught me that.
Thank you. Yeah, it will be October 22nd on keto, and it's just going to be covering the good story from start to finish, because keto can be harmful. Keto can be hugely beneficial. Keto can be in between. It's the details, people. It's not that hard, but you got to have the rule book, and we hopefully can educate you that in a period of 60 minutes at Nutrition World. It will be in the new building, so it'll be exciting.
Oh, good. I finally get to see it.
First lecture will be mine, and so that will be exciting.
And it does not say keto class on the class.
I changed that.
Did you?
Yeah. I realized when you were talking to me about it, it's not, it wasn't clear.
So it's something like fall into fat loss,
right,
or
and,
something.
And no, it's not. Keto's, for me, it's not about fat loss. It's more about energy, feeling good, and living a long time. And if you need to lose fat, then it works. I'm not going to brag here, but my body fat is down to 10.1% at 62 years old. Never been that low before in my life. And I did it through mainly keto. So time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be discussing probably with acupuncture with my most favorite acupuncturist, Jamie. Got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back again with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. Got a really exciting segment here. Believe it or not, Dr. Green and I both have big needles sticking out of our foreheads.
Oh, if you people could only see it.
He is such a brave fella. I'm actually surprised that you did this, but I give you praises all the way. We have with us today Jamie Jackson, a very experienced acupuncturist, and I have experienced acupuncture off and on. My daughter's 28. I know I did it before she was born, so you know that's a good 3 decades. I've done it for insomnia, stress, sleep issues, overall balance. Sometimes I used to describe it like a mini vacation, because if the acupuncturist really hit everything right, it was the most calming sensations, and I was floating on air. It would usually take an hour. But welcome to Vital Health Radio, Jamie.
Thank you for having me.
You know, let's just start this like a real beginner, which is, you know, I know
which is perfect for me.
Perfect for the community. Acupuncture probably has one of the longest histories in probably health conversations, doesn't it? It dates back how long?
It's about 5,000 years old.
Okay. And tell people, if they can kind of get a concept here, this is about energy, right?
Correct.
And sometimes, or many times, when we're sick, when we hurt, it's a type of dysfunctional, blocked, or unhealthy energy. And acupuncture is doing what to that?
So it's about keeping the body in balance. So it's about energy, but it's also about body fluid, blood. So whether you have an excess or a deficiency, we look at pathogenic factors like things in nature. It could be wind, it could be water, fire. So it's about just, you know, quelling the fire, tonifying, just getting the body in balance in general.
Right. So often when we're out of balance for a long time, we actually forget what it was like to be in balance. Mm-hmm. And that is where I know that back in the day when I just described my feeling of floating or a sense of peace, it came from the energy shift.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, many people today have kind of lost that concept of energy and energy health, energy medicine. And acupuncturists do some extensive training to do and be where you are, don't they?
They do. Yeah, and I'm glad you bring that up, because there's a lot of confusion with the community about dry needling versus acupuncture. A lot of people think that dry needling is acupuncture, and that's not correct. So a licensed acupuncturist will have a master's level education, and they'll be board certified through our governing board. dry needling is a weekend course that an MD or a chiropractor can do, and there's no continuing education, there's no governing board, there's nothing regulating dry needling. But with acupuncture, we have to maintain continuing education hours, we have to be board certified through the medical examiners in Tennessee, so it's a pretty rigorous education.
Yeah, because you really, I mean, there's you it's kind of like it is medical school. Mm-hmm. It is. It just has a different kind of practice involving it.
Yep.
But you learn everything about the systems and the mm-hmm. organs and the blood and the and all that.
Yeah.
You know, I do like reminding people that the AMA has a first line recommendation of acupuncture for low back pain, which
awesome.
Is, you know, so that's
really?
Special. Traditional medicine actually yeah. does recommend acupuncture.
Lovely. And I know probably the answer to this, insurance doesn't reimburse, does it?
Some insurance companies now are starting to, because, which is good, but it's insurance where they're seeing that finally they're noticing that it's effective. And mm-hmm. so they're willing to cover it, but they can be selective as to what they'll cover for. Mm-hmm. So you just have to check with your insurance company, but they might do neck pain or back pain, but only cervical pain or lumbar, but not, you know, so...
People often ask me, well, if I have to pay out of pocket, what is the price? So our prices are really set by Medicare. They mm-hmm. have Medicare allowables, and then we set it from there. That's our guideline. If somebody like me who is new to acupuncture, you know, now I'm doing it, which is pretty darn cool, actually. But if I came to you and said something like, you know, I'm not sleeping well and I wanted to visit, can you estimate how much that would cost?
But every practitioner sets their own pricing. So my pricing for the hour is $75, and that's the every time. So
that's an entire hour?
That's an entire yeah, hour.
That's a good price.
It is.
Yeah.
And my sister, I know I talked about her last week because she had a devastating injury with a dog that broke both her legs about almost a year ago. And she recovered from that pretty well, but then other things started bothering her terribly, which was her back and her hip. And so she is combining two different people, one of which is Mary Stoker, which we talked to last week, which is the physical therapist Pilates, but she also goes to Jamie. And I'll still remember, it wasn't how long ago, maybe a month ago was her first visit. She came back to the store after going to your office, and she was floating on air. It was the first time since her accident that I saw a totally different change in her. And it wasn't just physical. There's some emotional good things that come from this also, isn't it?
Yeah. So pain can be caused by emotional mm-hmm. stress, traumas, and we harbor emotions in different parts of our body, and that can develop certain types of pain. So being able to release that can help with the
pain.
And
I'll say for the listeners too, Jamie, you surprised me that the first thing you did was take my pulse. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she didn't just start sticking needles in me. She's talking to me, how's my life? What's going on? Checking my pulse. It's not what I expected.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that's just all of 5 minutes of experience, but you know, that surprised me.
Yeah, it's very one-on-one. And we look at the body as a whole, not just you have back pain, let's treat the back pain. You have back pain, but we want to get to the root cause of disease. And that's where people can get a little frustrated, because a lot of times when they come to see an acupuncturist, it's their last person that they've tried, because mm-hmm. they've tried absolutely everything. And then they're just exhausted. And if you have a chronic condition, it's going to take multiple treatments. Oftentimes you get a lot of good results with just one, but if something's been going on for many years, it's going to take treatments, multiple treatments. So we feel pulses. Each organ system has a position on the pulse on the right and left side, and there's a position on the tongue. So an experienced acupuncturist will feel your pulses, and we're not looking for beats per minute. We're feeling what the quality is in each organ system in the three positions. Is it weak? Is it choppy? Is it wiry? Is it slippery? Those are our diagnostic tools. And then we also look at the tongue, because there's areas on the tongue, each organ system. So what does your tongue look like? Is it pale? Is it puffy? Are there teeth marks? Is it dusky? Is it dry? Are there cracks? Is there redness? Where is that redness? Is it in the heart area? Is it in the liver area? And that gives us an idea, because when you meet somebody for the first time, you might not be all forthcoming with information of your past medical history. But a good acupuncturist, whether you tell us or not what's going on, we'll be able to figure it out.
That is so freaking cool, don't you think?
It's amazing. I mean, it's so different than traditional medicine.
It
is. And that fascinates me.
Now, the one thing, of course, I know with you too, if you talk to your patients about this, is the fear of needles. We both, Dr. Green and I both, now have a needle again in our forehead I didn't even feel it go in.
Mm-mm.
Now, I've had enough acupuncture in my life to say that there is, once in a blue moon, there's a little twinge that goes mm-hmm. on, because sometimes you'll spin the needle. Is that kind mm-hmm. of, you'll twist it. And occasionally it'll be like a little funny bone kind of feeling with that nerve. Mm-hmm. But 95% of the time, and even with that, it's not uncomfortable mm-hmm. by any means. So don't be fearful of the needles. These aren't like the needles that you might stick in somebody who's giving an injection. No, these are, like you said, the size of a hair. Is mm-hmm. that what you said?
Yeah, they're no bigger than a strand of hair. I mean, there's different gauges, but on average, they're no bigger than a strand of hair. And they're not hollow. They're solid filiform needles.
I can say for myself, there was zero pain.
Yeah.
I couldn't even really tell it was there.
Yeah.
If my eyes were closed, I would not know I had a needle between my eyes.
All I can tell is the weight of the, I guess, the tip of the needle, whatever, the handle.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I can feel. No pain.
Yeah. So is, like, if someone came to you, Jamie, with, you know, a significant amount of issues, would it be a weekly visit usually for the first few weeks or what?
Ideally, you know, you can... If something's chronic, we want to get ahead of it. So it might be once a week. Sometimes it might be twice a week mm-hmm. for a couple mm-hmm. weeks, and then we can back it out from there. And then you can kind of get on a maintenance where maybe once a month, or because mm-hmm. everybody responds differently. So you might hold your treatment for a couple days. You might hold it for an entire week. You might like feel better for a day or two, and then you go back to feeling how you were. So it really just depends on the patient's response mm-hmm. to the treatment. And every day your body is different. So we are treating a past history, but we're also treating you in the moment. That's why we always feel pulses and look at tongues, because once you put the needles in, you'll feel a shift in their pulse. They're, you know, if your diagnosis is correct, mm-hmm. then you'll feel their pulses kind of go even.
And I can say that I, you know, as a person who's been around this a lot, you can feel a shift internally when this happens. And I remember going into some of the deepest relaxation states I've ever been in, mm-hmm. even though I'm a very serious meditator. It was different than that, but yeah. it was very deep and very pleasant. There was no uncomfortableness in mm-hmm. any way. And I would be floating on air for some time, sometimes for days.
Yeah.
And with our stressful lives, that is elusive.
Yes, it yeah. is. And, you know, even if you don't have anything wrong, just the balancing aspect emotionally of this, it would be worth it. Now, I know sometimes in the past I did get a little thing put in my ear mm-hmm. that would last longer. What is that?
So those are ear seeds. So there's microsystems all over the body. So you have your main organ meridians, but there's also microsystems. So the ear is a microsystem, and it's like an inverted fetus upside down. So you can treat the ear for anything that's going on in the body. And there are little seeds that are taped onto acupuncture points in the ear. So you can take your treatment home with you. So a lot of times stress, you can take and push those seeds. If you have back pain, I mean, anything you can treat the ear with as well.
But again, some people do it for reducing smoking and mm-hmm. addictions and mm-hmm. getting off drugs, opiades.
Yep.
And
yep.
I mean, I guess the list would be endless, wouldn't it?
Well, I have to ask, what is a seed?
It's just a seed, literally. Like the seeds that we have are the vicaria seed. So it's a type of plant. It's the seed of a plant. And it's all because it's so small and it's the size of like the acupuncture point.
I never knew that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it, yeah. but it's pressing on that point
yep.
within on the ear
yep.
that keeps the therapy going longer.
Correct.
Well, there are a lot of people that get piercings in their ear for migraines. Mm-hmm. So I see that. I mean, maybe that's a distant relative.
Yeah.
The same thought.
That's like more of like the new age. Yeah.
Okay.
Like the piercings. Yep.
Well, this is just super. I just love, love, love what you're doing at the Nutritional Wellness Corner.
Thank you.
You have a beautiful office there. If someone wants to learn more and contact you, how can they do this?
So they can go to my website, which is www.themilucenter.com, M-I-L-U, or they can call me at 303-328-5869, and that's my contact number. Or they can, you know, email me through my website.
Perfect. And Nutrition World and the Wellness Corner always has your card sitting out for those who can't remember. And it is on NutritionW.com also. And also animals. I know you don't treat animals, but animals do get treated by acupuncture, don't they?
They do. Yeah, I don't treat animals. I could, under at least in Colorado, I could treat them under the license of a veterinarian. But... yeah, there's a couple veterinary acupuncturists in town who are phenomenal. I've taken my animals to them. And one of my best friends in Colorado, she's treated a seal. There you can, dolphins,
really?
Horses. Yep, there's the seal that would for Bronco football game, he would guess the winner before the game. He had arthritis in his right flipper, and she went and treated him for that.
Profound. You know, that just so impresses me. Because you know it's not placebo if it's working on the animals.
It's awesome. Yeah, horses, but all kind, everybody. Everybody can benefit from it.
I'm so excited that you came. And thank you so much, Jamie. And it is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we'll be discussing more about your health. We've got that and everything to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. And stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we just had an exciting segment getting those acupuncture needles put in our forehead, and you also had one on your hand. Feeling very, extremely calm. So I may go really slow the rest of the show. What do you think?
It's actually true. So, I mean, I feel calm, at peace, almost a little sedated, even though I've had a ton of coffee this morning. So it is a very real sensation. So just one little needle in the forehead, one in my hand, and it actually does something. So, there's a lot of pessimist in me with things like this. So I want to believe it, but part of me says, traditional medicine says that would never work. But I started considering that when the AMA had said, first line for back pain is acupuncture. That's a recommendation by traditional medicine, and that's what started me thinking about it a few years ago. But that is the first acupuncture I've ever received in my life.
And we got a photo that I'm sure we'll be putting on the website of Vital Health Radio, so you'll have to check that out. Again, I want to say you talked about eating at the other
Blue Plate.
Blue Plate. I'm just going to kind of run through sometimes during the week where I ate, because so many people who walk in Nutrition World and talk to me, they always feel frustrated about eating out because they're like, I can't be healthy because I eat out. Well, on my podcast called The Holistic Navigator, the one 2 weeks ago was on how does a health nut eat out? And I give some instructions on how you can eat almost at any restaurant and still eat healthy. But when I tell people where I eat, it's very helpful to them because they just, first off, don't even have choices. And it's not like I'm writing the rules on it, but, I'm particular about my foods, very much so. So this week, I'll just tell you, I ate at the Southern Star with my daughter. If you choose wisely, again, at all of these places, you can choose terrible foods or you can choose pretty darn good foods. And they have pretty good darn choices. I got the carrot salad. I got the coleslaw because I have to have cruciferous vegetables every single day. That's what gets rid of your toxic estrogens, the 16-hydroxyestrogens that causes breast cancer. If you do cruciferous vegetables, people, you will urinate some of that out. If you don't, you won't, because the liver needs it. And then men, the same with that. We get rid of our estrogens with the use of cruciferous vegetables. You can buy a product called Endo-3-Carbinol that does it, but I prefer the food. So I ate there. I ate a Farm to Fork. I ate at Jason's Deli, which I do 2 to 3 times a week. Why is that? Two biggest reasons. Their salad bar has organic spinach greens. Almost no restaurant does. And they have the best quality olive oil in Chattanooga. And that's kind of weird. You would think Jason's would have the cheap stuff, which I do not eat. But, I put about 14 different things on the salad, use all the olive oil, and there I go. And then I ate at Chop House night before last, which is just an old standby. I used to eat there with my father when he was living, and it has some good, pleasant memories. But they have great broccoli, great spinach, and, you get the old grilled chicken and whatever, fish, whatever you want.
Great broccoli. I've had a lot of grilled chicken at Chop House, and their broccoli is very good. So, I like Chop House. The only one I hadn't done was Southern Star. Where is that?
It's downtown, near Urban Stack.
I know.
Near
okay.
that area.
And I know I've seen the sign before, but
it's family owned. Been around here probably 15 years. Just a kind of a meet and three. But I'm telling you better get there at lunch. You got to get there before 11:35 to 11:40. You will not get in. And in the evening, it's really just a pleasant place to eat.
And still for me, the most unique of the last few months was the Yellow Deli. For me, talked about that already on the air, but what unique food and a unique atmosphere.
And they truly believe in sourcing local and really real food from their farms and from anybody else.
Still a couple of my favorites, you know, near me, Ed Lee's and Food Works. Still love those places. Great food.
Yep. And on CNN, the headlines is reading, Healthy Diet Improves Depression in Young Adults, study says. You know,
how many young adults get a healthy diet?
Bingo. And the fact is, how many people actually even know that foods can affect mental state? I was at Cracker Barrel, may have mentioned this a long time ago. I was over there, it was probably a year ago, and I was ordering some foods. I ordered my chicken and my three vegetables. I don't remember what they were, but they were good ones. Well, the waiter came back, a young fella named Adam. I remember his name well for some reason. And he said, sir, I am so sorry, but two of those three vegetables you ordered, we are out of. And he didn't have a menu with him. So I said, well, you know what? You go ahead and pick me just two other healthy vegetables and just put them on the order. He turned to me and said, sir, I don't know what a healthy vegetable is. And it was not a joke. The poor boy did not know the difference between candied apples and broccoli.
Probably would have brought you macaroni and cheese, one of the famous southern vegetables.
Yeah, that and corn and mashed potatoes. This is sad because even like the CNN headlines, when you don't eat well, everything starts faltering at a certain point, and the mental, emotional state is so connected to our nutrition and nourishment. And when you eat tons of carbs and all these red dyes and the bad foods, it's going to affect your mental state. In fact, there's a website from a lady called Food Babe. And she's a very outspoken, powerful blogger, and she has massive followings. But she made a huge thing last week, which I loved. She compared all of the commercial cereals like Kellogg's, like, say, Fruit Loops. She had Fruit Loop label in Australia and a few other countries, and then they had our label. They will not allow high fructose corn syrup. They will not allow the food colorings. They will not allow the synthetic preservatives. It's the same freaking company, the same cereal, and kids love it in Australia just like they do here. But here we're getting the toxic garbage. Hmm. We cannot purchase the good Fruit Loops. They're not like health food Fruit Loops, but they're clean. Clean foods from clean sources and not using this toxic stuff. And red dye alone is Nutrition World. We have a whole ban on red dyes now. We will not allow red dye in any supplement or food.
Why are they not sold here? I mean, there's no good reason. I mean, someplace like Whole Foods could carry them.
What? And you may find other brands at Whole Foods, but Kellogg's will not change their path of producing a healthy cereal. I just don't know. And I'm not a big conspiracy person. I don't think it's like, oh, we're going to make kids more addicted to the red dyes so that, you know, they keep eating our cereal. Maybe a little. I just don't know. I'm just frustrated with the whole concept because the thing is, I think they're afraid of actually starting that process because then it says that they did wrong. So if all of a sudden they come out with clean foods, people are going to say, well, why for the past 40 years have you waited this long? So they're kind of in a corner perhaps. But it's up to the individual to choose foods. It's not up to the manufacturers to give them to you properly. So you choose what you need to choose. But again, remember that kids are very sensitive and adults, and we need to be feeding the brain with good, healthy foods, people.
It is possible to make a healthy choice eating out. It's just not always what you want.
No.
For me anyway. So I may be in some place, want a burger, and I really need to pull a Jack LaLanne and get my salad with 15 veggies. But, you know, that's a hard choice to make when you're looking at something that you really want.
It's a hard choice to make, but I told someone yesterday, I said, sometimes health and food choices has less to do with what you eat than what you're not eating. If you want that burger, it doesn't mean you're wiping the slate clean. Get some freaking coleslaw with it. At least you're getting the cabbage. I go places, and if I get something bad, I'm going to get two good ones to balance out some of that. Because we need these other foods, not for the vitamin content, but for the fact of the liver and the detoxing and for the alkalizing, because acidity is terrible when you eat all these.
You know, I love a good salad. Like we talked about Edley's, they have, you know, some excellent salads. You wouldn't really go to Edley's for that, but they're good and their slaw is good too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's not perfect, but we don't need to strive for perfect. Just do better than you are doing now. for the long haul. And, you know, we did do a great interview a few weeks ago on Manuka honey, and it's now been posted on Vital Health Radio. And I did a podcast with him, Mike Everly, on the Holistic Navigator. Let me tell you, people, Manuka is in my house. I'm traveling with it from now on. It is the best natural antibiotic I've ever seen, and totally safe. Now, it's not safe for young children under 4 years old. I think he said two. I'm going up the four-year-old level. But above that, you need to have it on hand for anything from stomach to sinus to you name it. No honey does what Manuka does. It has a special compound, and the one he's carrying from New Zealand is the most active. So if you want to listen to that, the Holistic Navigator or Vital Health Radio, we both have Mike Everly on.
Yeah, you guys had me thinking it was going to taste bad, but it's not. It's good.
You know, it's not exactly honey taste, is it?
It tasted like honey with brown sugar.
Yeah, that's a good description. And it's quite expensive, so you wouldn't use it for your biscuit in the morning.
No.
But
my containers are very small.
And then yesterday I was on, or Thursday, on 3 Plus U TV with my daughter, and we were using, trying to talk about this new, well, it's not new. It's an analogy of using a tree to kind of explain how health is built as far as, you know, feeding the roots, and the root system of a tree is what produces the health above ground. And so the things at the root and the soil is where it all comes from, people. It's not about treating the leaf once it gets a disease. Let's nourish the roots, and then the tree becomes resilient enough. And we talked about something called the core four. The core four is what I've come up with over a period of my 41 years that is going to be the absolute necessity for anyone. I don't care if you're 15 or you're 95. There are some things you have to figure out for the person, not core four. Every human needs more omega-3. Every human needs a good multivitamin, not Centrum. Every human being needs vitamin D, and every human being needs to eat or drink more green vegetables with probiotics. Those four things will change the course of your future if you can hang in there and do it long enough. It's like building a retirement account. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in 1 month. But the longer you do it, the better results are. And we do a lot of blood testing at Nutrition World's Wellness. And so far, Dr. Green, on the blood testing, and I know it's not, insurance will never pay for it, but the omega-3 test, I've had people like are so low that I thought they were living on macaroni and cheese, and they were living on good diets. In fact, Katie said yesterday on TV, no one eats better than her. She won't say that. I'm watching what she cooks at home. She does the wild caught everything. When I did her omega-3s, it was despicably low. We did this before she got pregnant because pregnancy is so connected with omega-3s. So what do? She ate more of the good foods, and she supplemented with more of the good supplements. So if you go to nutritionw.com, type in core four, we actually have it real easy to order off of that site.
And be careful what you buy, not only how it's shipped. I think I mentioned this last week, can't remember, but I was looking at what's available online for omega-3s, and so many said omega-369. And I actually had a patient this past week say, I did better than that, Dr. Green. I'm not just taking omega-3s. I'm doing 6 and 9, too. And I went, no. And I had to stop and talk to them. I always tell people, just remember the God number, Trinity, 3, get the 3. But why would they even package the 6 and the 9 with it?
Well, marketing. It's just plain old marketing. The company doesn't care. You know, we are the partners on your health as far as nutrition. And, you know, I was thinking this morning, Dr. Green, I was coming in. I don't know about you. Do you have people who, like, worry about generic opposed to the brand name drugs? I have people who comment to me that say, yeah, I took this generic, you know, and it wasn't. So, you know, the thing is, they're not even thinking about nutritional products. Now, you know, everybody says they're not regulated. They are regulated, but not like drugs. But the companies are not really checked for what they're doing, as long as it's not harmful. But if it's not helping you, I think it's called harmful if it's not helping. Why would you not be more insistent on picking the right brands? At least generics are having to go through some standardization. And so find partners that you trust that know their crap out here, like Nutrition World, and let us do the homework for you. So thank you for that comment. And guess what? It's already time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. We've got that, plus more to come. From my buddy, Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, along with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. And the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com, silverdalebc.com, or just download their free app. Now, today we are going to talk more about freeing ourselves from worries and anxieties. Let's start with a couple of readings. Let's do 1 Peter chapters 5, along with verses 6 and 7, and 10 and 11. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. And next, Hebrews chapter 2, verses 6 through 9. But there is a place where someone has testified. What is mankind that you are mindful of them? A son of man that you care for him? You made them a little lower than the angels. You crowned them with glory and honor and put everything under their feet. In putting everything under them, God left nothing that is not subject to them. Yet at present, we do not see everything subject to them. But we do see Jesus, who was made lower than the angels for a little while, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. So, in Jesus, we have a high priest who has experienced life here on earth as a human, and all of the pain, fears, temptations, and anxiety-causing things we are exposed to as well. We have a high priest with whom we can confidently discuss all of those worries and fears, anxieties, and temptations. Let us unburden ourselves and lay all of those things, figuratively, at his feet. There is some truth in a saying of Mark Twain where he wrote, "Don't worry about anything. It only makes you suffer twice." How much time we tend to spend in worrying and concentrating on our past failures and the anxiety-causing parts of our lives, which could have been better spent walking in freedom from fear and anxiety, as we concentrate on the great mercies given to us in Jesus by what he did for us. Jesus carried those burdens for us. Let us not pick them back up and carry them needlessly. Today, think about the strength of Jesus and his love that overcomes all of our fears and anxieties. As Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." So as you make the choice not to look backwards, but to look forward, and to walk in freedom, and to live your life fiercely, remember the words of Nelson Mandela when he said, "Do not judge me by my success. Judge me by how many times I fell down and got back up again." So, get back up and be you fiercely. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed, back to you.
Thank you, my friend, for such an important message. And you know, it seems we always rotate back to the fear conversation and word because it is so disabling in so many lives. And you know, to be fearless does not mean you don't have fear. But again, it has to do with the courage to manage it, rise above it. And after we fall, we get back up.
And you have to. And it's so easy, really, to let yourself be controlled by fear and not to walk in faith, not to, we're talking about trying new things today. You can just shut yourself off from the world, and it is a bad place to be. And that's not really how we're supposed to live our lives. I was looking back at Hannah Faith, my middle child's talk, where I got that Live Life Fiercely thing, and, you know, her little tagline was, be you fiercely. And that's how she lives her life. And I will say, I watch my kids do that, and they've learned that lesson, and they are very fierce. They're confident, they're aggressive, and that kind of life can change the world. And it doesn't really matter what your past failures are. We've talked about that here too. You know, from my faith standpoint, God can lift you up and take the most failed, broken life and change the world with you. He can.
Absolutely. And again, you know, I lived a lot of my life thinking that to not have fear or to deal with fear means not having it. That's not going to be practical. We are wired for fear. That's what's kept us alive from the jungle settings. But it's when it controls us rather than us controlling it. So I think we all need to be reminded, and I'm Mr. Number One on that. I do want to say real quickly before we run out of time, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who I really respect for his insight in health and traveling the world and looking at different cultures. But he also was the one who brought out the very first true documentary on marijuana and its true benefit. He has a new article, he says, Dr. Gupta, on medical marijuana. We are in an age of wisdom, but also an age of foolishness. And that is so true with this CBD and marijuana conversation. The CBD craze is the Wild West, people. Let me tell you. I mean, have you ever seen anything come out of the clear blue like that, that went rampant and viral as CBD? I mean, you can't, I'd say every magic market, gas station, street corner has a CBD store on it.
It's everywhere, and I've gotten offers to be involved in companies. I haven't done it yet.
Yep.
But, you know, just that scares me a little bit because there's so much variety, and most of the variety is bad.
Well, and what's scary is the European versions have been around far longer than ours, been around way before 1994. And what we're growing today is kind of hybrids. We really don't know. They're not going to be harmful now. But as far as the molecule itself, now what's harmful is that the fact that many farmers are not checking for the mold, the pesticides, and the heavy metals. Because the thing about hemp, it's a magical plant, but it can clean up the earth because it sucks things into itself. So we got to make sure if we're going to use it internally that it's a clean soil when it's grown. And many companies are not checking that. In fact, I have started a new internet business just checking the companies, and it's called thecbdguide.com. And I'm really worried about a lot of these companies that don't know and don't care. That's the thing.
You know, we talked, I think last week, there's a lot on the news locally about the areas with lead contamination in the soil. And if we could get some of the local CBD companies, like we talked about, Hill City Hemp, to work with the city government, you know, you could still, like you said, you can still use the hemp for other things, but they could clean up the soil in all of these areas, or at least try to.
They sure could. And, you know, and we all know hemp can be used to make rope, but it can be used to make our building materials, our paper. It would keep the devastation from the forests from happening. Because of politics, you know, it was written off, 50, 60 years ago, and it's been a sad, sad thing. But now it's coming back, so, you know, very thankful for at least some opening in that. But for those people using CBD, come to Nutrition World. I'm not just saying that because I'm selling it. We are the only people who's requiring the lab test. We look at everything. I have an employee who spends 20 hours a week doing nothing but research on CBD. And there are brands that's more helpful for pain than there are sleep. There's brands that help anxiety more than they do other issues. We know people who's selling it out there normally don't. They're good people. They just are not as quite as aware because that's what we do full time. Well, believe it or not, my friend, that's going to do it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and have a healthy and safe and less fearful day. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.